So now we have a little time we call testimony time. And so it's a time for you to come up and share how God's been working in your life or share a prayer request. And I know that a lot of people feel like this is family here, and I hope that everyone at some point will feel like this is family. And so as a family, we want to rejoice with you when you're rejoicing. We want to struggle with you when you're struggling. We want to share your burdens. We want to weep with you when you're weeping. So if there's things that you need support with, if there's great things that God's doing in your life, if there's anything that you want to share with God, share with us, feel free to come up. When my wife and I got married, I don't want to make myself sound so good, so I'll give you a little bit of background. For most of my life, my goal was to bring glory to myself. So I wanted all men to want to be me and all women to want me. That was kind of what drove my life. And after depression and intense isolation and failure after failure, when I finally got back on my feet and was married to Darcy, decided it was worth it, and thanks to God for redeeming me, to spend the rest of my life bringing glory to him. And so the pastor who married us said, he said, if you just put it all on the line, he said, I can guarantee you it's going to be a wild ride. And so that's what we did. We said, God, do with our lives what you'll do with our lives. And that's part of the reason that we came here. And so there's not a lot in the direction of my life that I would have chosen. I don't think either of us would have chosen the other for a spouse. I don't think either of us would have ever moved to Asia. I don't think, so there's, God's done a lot. And it's been hard, and it's been wild, but it's been good. It's been really good. And God's faithful to God's faithful to use the bad experiences for good. God's faithful to his word. And so no matter if you're lonely and poor and heartbroken, God will use those things to his glory. And if you're happy now and you're in a place that you can help, help other people. And if you're low and you need help, reach out and help. So you just want to share together as a family what things are good, what things are bad, what things we need prayer for. And so we'll have a time to share now. I'm going to make the Tim disclaimer. I know some of your names, not all of them. So when you come up, please say your name. Thank you.
With my students, I don't even try. I just say, put a name card on your desk and bring it every time. And if you forget it, make another one, because I can't remember names. But my name is Tim. We visited Art and Darcy on Tuesday, I think. Was it Tuesday? Monday. It was Monday, because we went to see my wife's aunt. She's in the hospital up in Kita Hiroshima Cho. She's 96 years old, and she goes through periods. She had some dizziness, and I think they found her somewhat, maybe semi-conscious or unconscious, but when they got her on a drip and restored her body fluids, as she started to come out of it, she's conscious and she's eating, so she's doing much better. But we up there is maybe 25, 30 minutes from where they're living now, so we went and visited them. If you visit them, make sure you have good snow tires, the best if possible, because some of the roads have really thick ice and snow on them. But it was a good chance to spend time with Toshi, and I talked to Art for a long time. Darcy hadn't come back yet, but we talked a lot about our son and some of the details. I tried to give him a lot of the backstory as much as I could. Both of us did. So, and we're very thankful to God for their help with our son and their prayers. I mentioned this before. Our son, for some time now, for maybe a couple of months, he's wanted to be hospitalized just very short term, like 2 or 3 weeks. There's a program at Shimin Byoin where you can go in and get various testing. And he himself is the one who was asking for that. So this past Wednesday, my wife took him to see the doctor, and the doctor said, well, sure, we can put you in for, 3 weeks, right? Is that the course they decided on, 3 weeks? But not yet. There are no beds available, so it's standby. He's on standby now. They said, we'll probably get a call the day before saying, the next day, please bring him in tomorrow, and we'll do the whole thing. So it's just, I really want to ask your prayers that God will work through this. We see this evidence that our son is reaching out. He wants help. He wants to get better. He wants to be healed. And that's something he didn't want for a long, long time. So please pray for our son, Micah, as we wait for the standby phone call. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Hello, my name is Fernando. I just want to praise the Lord for all the blessings. I think Art is right. We just don't come to us for what we need, but we also praise for what we have received. And yeah, I've been blessed many ways. And I just want to ask you to continue praying. Most of you know we run a restaurant, and one of the employees finished last week, and we have another employee. His name is Ricky. He's from Australia, and hopefully everything worked out well with him and us. So let's pray that everything goes well and that that we be some influence in his life as we try to be with all the employees, you know. And for our family, just continue praying for my sons, Riquito and Trioque. And this morning I found out that Kyohe has influenza, so let's pray for Kyohe. Pastor Chris Elderson, he's sick this morning, so I only took 3 of them. And I'm the babysitter today, so pray for me. And I just want to thank the Lord. I called my parents in Guatemala, and they're doing fine. Just my mom with always diabetes and small problems, but she's praising the Lord, and my father also. So my father will turn 89 next month. So praise the Lord. Thank you.
Hello, my name is Darcy. Art, you got that? Okay. he's my husband, so that's funny, right? Art and I wanted to ask for your prayers. Tomorrow, he and I are going to be going to Tokyo for a couple of days. And we're going to Tokyo to attend a workshop at an adoption agency called Bear Hope. It's actually the adoption agency through which we adopted Megumi. And Art and I want to look at seeing about adopting a second time. Our heart is especially to adopt a child who might have a physical disability, because we know in this country that's really tough. So we're just doing the first big active step towards this. This is something that God's been stirring in our hearts for a long time. Even actually before we adopted Megumi, we had thought about adopting a child with some kind of special need. So bless you. So we will see what happens, but we'd appreciate you kind of traveling with us in prayer for that. It's the beginning of maybe a long journey. We did get to work with this agency before. It's Christians. Japanese Christians run this agency. They have a heart, God's heart, to place children in families. Like, it's amazing. So I'm glad to get to see these women again and go through these steps. And we really, just pray with us that God will just do exactly what he wants. Right, that's always exciting and scary. So thank you for your prayers. Did you want to say hello?
Hello.
Hello, everyone. My name is Grace. It's always good to see all of you on Sunday. I look forward to every Sunday to see you because we are a family here, and each of us plays a big part in another's lives. Today, I wanted to remind us something. I'm trying to see where it's written in the bulletin. I'm not sure if it's there today, but we usually have prayers before the English service, and maybe most of us don't take time to read the bulletin, the other details of the bulletin, but usually prayer assent. Is it there today? Maybe. Yeah, it's not there today, but we have prayers every Sunday from 12:45 to around 1:20 for the sake of mostly the English service and just praying for the city, praying for God to bring new people, praying for church members, different kinds of problems. But we are lacking membership. So this is kind of a call to join us. Most of the time I'm by myself or with Pastor Chris if he's around. But I see some of us are usually around at that time. So please, if you are available in church around 12:45, I request you to come and join us in SmileCan, second floor, so that we intercede for the sake of the English service. Yeah. Since most of us are very busy during the week, we don't make it for the Bible studies and other meetings, but we can really stand in the gap on behalf of the church on Sundays just before the English service. So please, if you are available, or even if usually you are not there at that time, but you don't have anything you usually do at that time, or maybe you participate on the pulpit, but on some specific Sundays you're not taking part, I would really encourage you. You know, prayer is good, but we are always praying by ourselves at home. So if we come together as a team, it can make a big difference. So and that has been my desire, that the prayer ascent can change from this year so that we get a team of prayers. So some of us are serving here and some of us are not serving. So even if we can alternate so that every Sunday we have at least some people praying and others preparing for the service, it will really make a big difference. Because most of what happens here is actually because somebody took time to pray for it. Yeah, we were challenged that Pastor Hiroshi is always waking up very early, praying for us and for the church and everything. And some of us are not good early wakers, but we can pray during the day or any other time. So I'm making an appeal to you. On Sundays from 12:45, there is prayers in SmileCan for the sake of the English, mostly for the English service, for the service of that day and for salvation and God to bring more people. So please join us. Thank you.
Good afternoon, everyone. I am Redden. And I want to praise God for bringing these poor people into my house. At last, I'm not alone anymore. Please stand up and please introduce yourself. Thank you for welcoming, guys. I just want to ask request prayer for this poor this poor people. It's hard to make an English. You know, at the Philippines, In Japan, we have some same work, but it's a different technology. In Philippines, we can do things right, but in Japan, it's hard thing. So I'm asking a prayer request for this new people in Japan to they can do their works so easily.
English mo lang ya.
A guidance for their body, their works, their mind, their heart. So ask me.